Welcome back to The Takeaway. It might be a bit early to get completely bleary-eyed about politics, but what if we could just put the whole campaign messaging atmospherics business aside and do all of this political coverage by the numbers? What if we were a fly on the wall, say in David Axelrod's war room for the Obama campaign? What would it sound like? Wow. So these guys are looking for someone or something to really pop this convention, I guess.
Who do you like?
Well, there's some work to be done, I'll admit that.
Yeah,
but
there is.
He's noticeable.
It's kind of like they're playing a game in here.
Passes the eye candy test. He's got the looks. He's ready to play the part. He just needs to get some playing time.
Is he talking about Joe Biden or Bill Clinton? Those guys move the numbers, right?
Guys are just talking. Talking la-la-la-la-la like this is business as usual. It's not.
Yikes. Sounds like there's a problem, as much as that guy sounds like Brad Pitt.
We're very aware of the problem. I mean... Okay, good. What's the problem? We all understand what the problem is. We have to replace...
Okay, good. What's the problem?
The problem is...
The problem we're trying to solve.
Same as it's ever been.
No, what's the problem, Barry?
You mean something like Citizens United, campaign contributions, all that money? That's the problem?
You have a lot of experience and wisdom in this room. Now, you need to have a little bit of faith.
Man, it's almost as though they think this is... Moneyball.
Get on base.
Tony walks a lot.
He gets on base a lot. Rocco, do I care if it's a walk or a hit?
I don't care about walks. What?
Add that up and you get...
Moneyball. As a metaphor for covering a political campaign. Well, before you completely freak out, this is a serious project of my next two guests.
We're trying to solve the problem here, Billy.
Not like this. You're not. You're not even looking at the problem.
A book entitled The Gamble offers a new way of looking at the election. The book is a live, real-time, by-the-numbers chronicle of the campaign as it happens. It draws upon data about the economy, public opinion, and news coverage. It's being updated continually. The first two chapters are available electronically now. Joining us are the authors of The Gamble, John Sides, Associate Professor of Political Science at George Washington University, and Lynn Vavrek, Associate Professor of Political Science and Communication Studies at UCLA. Don't think traditional Road to the White House books here. These guys are blazing their own trail.
I don't know that we really have a good model. It's not going to have the level of detail of what it takes. It's not even going to have the insider-ish kind of reporting that the books about 2008 had, like Game Change. What I think it is a story that is grounded in, you know, real hard data to show you, you know, what the public thought. What was on the news media? What was in the advertisements?
Is that to say that all of the kind of character-driven stuff that comes out of these political biographies is something like opium? It sort of deludes us into thinking what's actually going on, and that really, if you focus on the numbers in a kind of moneyball way, you're really getting a more complete picture, John?
Obviously, the candidates' personalities have something to do with how the public perceives them, and it has something to do with the kinds of strategies that the campaign comes up with. So when there's a fight, let's say, between members of the campaign, that may have real ramifications for the campaign's ability to put together a strategy. But at the end of the day, whether that matters for voters is a much more open question, because these kinds of small details about messaging and so forth just may not be that consequential at the end of the day.
Lynn Vavrek, let me push this Moneyball metaphor way to the extreme if I can. Of course, Moneyball is all about the on-base percentage. That's really the only ball you keep your eyes on in baseball. And if you lose it, you lose sight of what it takes to win. Bunts and base stealing are just dismissed completely as absurd. Is the equivalent of bunting and base stealing in politics the gaffes, single news cycle events that we focus on so much in the media?
Yeah, a little bit. Another way that I like to think of it is the thing that Moneyball portrayed doing away with was all of that sort of old school conventional wisdom. How attractive is this player's girlfriend, right? How much bravado does he exude? And those are the same kinds of things we're saying in the campaign environment, you know, the gaffes and the imagery, the candidate's sense of confidence, that these things, while interesting, they don't help us understand why the winner won.
And in the political process itself, what do we need to focus on and what gets in the way? I mean, obviously, delegate count is important. Obviously, electoral vote count is important. But John Sides, do conventions matter?
It seems to be clear that the conventions do matter. Typically speaking, they give the candidates a bounce in the polls. The accumulation of the changes in the polls that happened during the convention from these respective bounces actually does have a meaningful impact all the way into November. You know, less important probably are things like the debates, which occur, you know, relatively late, very few undecided voters. And typically speaking, you know, the candidates will oftentimes fight to a draw. In terms of the ads, I mean, a lot of this spending is just canceling, you know, each other out in some sense. Every dollar the Democrats spend is being matched by a dollar from Republicans. And a lot of this spending just sort of disappears pretty quickly, meaning if the ads have an effect on voters, that's gone within a few days. And so at the end of the day, if the ads matter, it's probably going to make a difference much later in the campaign, and then only if one of the campaigns can really get a significant advantage over the other and can outspend the other.
Based on what's going on right now, John Sides, do you have to spend any time outside of Virginia, Ohio, and Florida?
Yeah, I think you want to be a little bit more broadly based than that. One thing that sometimes gets lost, though, when we focus so much on these battleground states is the extent to which all of the states will move in the same direction depending on how the country as a whole is doing. So if there are events, changes in the economy, things like that during an election year, they're going to be affecting people in all of these states in similar ways because people are getting, you know, similar kinds of information about the economy and things like that from the news media. So sometimes when people focus on the Electoral College, it's almost as if, you know, the popular vote doesn't matter. But in fact, the candidate that wins the popular vote most always does win the Electoral College.
All right. To both of you, before we go, to give us a sense of your methodology once again, ranking from high value to no value, how would you evaluate the events that are going to happen between now and November? The two unemployment numbers that are going to come out in September and October, the debates, and the amount of spending that will take place in the month of October. Lynn?
Unemployment rates, I'd put low to no value. Debates, I'd put at medium level value. And spending, I'd put at medium to high.
John?
I think that ranking is true. I mean, but again, the question is, what does high mean? We're talking about, you know, a couple of percentage points here. What might be what these high-impact events are worth. But at the end of the day, that could be enough to decide the margin of victory.
John Sides is Associate Professor of Political Science at George Washington University. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C. Lynn Vavreck, Associate Professor of Political Science and Communication Studies at UCLA. They're the co-authors of the interactive book entitled The Gamble, a real-time analysis of the 2012 election. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.